This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, rasulullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Orzazi welcoming you to the Stories of the Prophets, Station Builders. This is episode number 15. Number 15, and we're still with the traits of the leaders from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ya hala bil ahibba, ya hala bil habib, ya hala bil habib, ya hala bil habib, ya hala bil habib, ya hala bil habibi Ahmad, ya hala bil habib, ya marhaba bil habib, ya marhaba bil habib. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, those on Facebook and those on Instagram. JazakAllah khair for joining again. I'll just give a minute or two for more people to join. We are with episode number 15 and the traits of the leaders, taking it from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is our fourth session just talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hello, sahla wa marhaba. Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, thank you for joining. Get your notebooks ready. Get your hala bil habib, missing you, yahi, missing you all, missing everybody. Ya hala bil habibi Ahmad, ya hala bil habibi Ahmad. Let me see you, man. I haven't seen you in a long time. Let me go live. I want to see you, my man. I want to see you. It's been a long time. Let me see you. I miss you, ya habibullah. Ya hala bil habib, ya hala bil habib. Sidi Ahmed, can you hear me? Alhamdulillah, I don't know why I cannot hear you, but maybe is it the sound? I don't know if it's the sound. One second. I don't know, let me just put the sound up. Okay, now I
can hear me now.
Yes, it was my sound.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, man. MashaAllah, look at you. Well, hold on a second.
I'm getting old.
Hold on. Since you're doing that, I'm just gonna come back and do something too. Here we go.
هذا هو الصح.
هذا هو كذا,
exactly, Sheikh. This is the style you need to be rocking.
Exactly. No, but rocking in style.
I know.
I rock
it.
And I rock in style, my man. I have that too.
Alhamdulillah.
Just so you know, brothers and sisters, this is Ahmed Salim. His is Hada Habibi. Everybody has Habib, and I have a Habib. And my Habib is Ahmed Salim. Ahmed Salim, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, now has become very, very successful, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, in things that he does. He is the manager of ISNA Canada, which is the largest Islamic organization here in Canada, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. But I've known Ahmed, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, since he was a teenager.
Allahu Akbar. Since no beard.
Since no beard, exactly. He had a little bit of beard. But mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Now he has six kids, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. Six kids. And I cannot be any prouder, any more proud. This is mashallah.
We learned from you.
Mashallah.
We learned from you, and we, you know, if you were not there during our teenage, then we would not be here today doing the service of the community.
لا,
so fadl min Allah wa ba'd Allah, yani antum.
Allahumma lak alhamd.
It's a pleasure that we know you. And even yesterday, I was speaking to Abdul Wahab. You know, yani we were like, you know, imagine if we didn't have Sheikh Riyad, what would we do? And I was like, man, yeah, like what would we do? Like we didn't have him.
You would be even greater, mashallah. لا بس انت يعني صراحة ولا نزكيك على الله يعني
I speak from the heart.
Yeah, and last year, just so you know, all the brothers and the sisters, brother Ahmed Salim, he went with me for Hajj. ما شاء الله, you know, so it was a special Hajj. So he went with me for Hajj last year, and this year there's no Hajj. خلاص يعني الحمد لله يعني we took ما شاء الله. How are your kids doing?
Alhamdulillah, Allahumma lak alhamd, Sheikhna.
Your family doing okay?
Family is excellent.
Are you at ISNA?
I occasionally, whenever I have time, I log into your sessions.
Exactly.
And that still reminds me of my past, reminds me of, you know, it's just a very good reminder for all of us.
Alhamdulillah, this is what I've been doing now with the different series since this lockdown and this corona. I've started different series, and I wasn't active online, but alhamdulillah, I've become quite active now. And this I've never done before, but the stories of the prophets are deriving lessons, amazing lessons that we can all live with, mashallah. So it's been really great, and I love it. Last Friday, I went to St. Catherine Masjid for Jum'ah,
mashallah.
And they want like a full time, so I'm gonna call you and talk to you about this, inshallah.
Inshallah, let's talk.
How's Isna?
Excellent, alhamdulillah.
Are you
doing well? Yeah, we are doing a lot, alhamdulillah, in reference to online programming, everything. For the khatibs, for now, we have kept just our local khatibs because it's just logistically, just today, for example, we had a janazah and somebody else came from outside, and then they don't know the culture, they don't know our procedures, and then it just comes in COVID, better safe. So we just say that, you know, our khatib have been trained, and we keep the khutbas ready. You know, safety is everyone's priority. I have this mask always in my neck. Whenever I need, I can put my niqab on.
Oh, mashallah. I should show you my mask. I should show you my mask. It's again, mask in style. You know, me in style.
Yes.
It's got to be in style, but I have to show you. If you see it. It's amazing.
I still remember your shoes and your style and your dress ups during our classes. I still remember, alhamdulillah. May Allah accept, inshallah.
Allah,
I'm not going to take too much of the time. Allah, people, but you know, you're in good hands. May Allah accept all of your efforts, Shifna, and grant us sincerity, all of us, ila yawm al-qiyamah, inshallah, wa ila yawm al-qabla, inshallah.
Ameen. Sheikh Ahmed Salim, follow him. He is, mashallah, a leader. He's got a lot of online programming, and not only online, but now they're mostly online, but he travels, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, as well, all over, you know, teaching personal development seminars. He's, mashallah, certified life coach as well. What can I tell you? Yeah,
we are here because you're here, and let us know if we can serve you, inshallah.
Barakallahu feek. I would like to bring you with me online one day just so that you can... Inshallah, maybe give us learn from you as well. You know, from the story.
Barakallahu
feek. So that is my Habib. Now you know who he is. So, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum. Thank you for joining the other Zazi. This is the episode number 15 from the stories of the prophets. And we are still with the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We're still with the Prophet alayhi salam, Ibrahim. So brothers and sisters, are you ready? Can we start? I'm ready, but are you ready? You need to tell me if you're ready. Are you ready to rumble? Are you ready? Huh? Can we start, inshallah? Tayyib? Yalla munazza, bismillah. Ready, bismillah. Yalla. How about those of you, she's Nadia Nadim and Shehnaz Kabir, and those of you on Facebook, you guys are ready? Huh? Those Facebookers, I got the Instagrammers and the Facebookers. Are you guys ready? Huh? Yalla, should we start, inshallah ta'ala? Facebook is not talking to me today. I don't know why. Yalla, bismillah, let's start. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. So brothers and sisters, we were with the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he married Sarah, and we talked about Sarah and the beauty of Sarah, the most beautiful woman after on earth, after Ummuna Hawa, as the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, you know, said Sarah, married her. They went to Egypt, and there was this tyrant who takes people's wives, and then that story would happen between Sarah and that tyrant, where she made dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, and then his hand became paralyzed, and he asked her to make dua for him, and that he promised that he would not touch her, but she made dua, and then his hand became fine, and then he went again and tried to touch her, and then she made dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. And then his hand became paralyzed. He couldn't move it. So he promised this time. He says, please just make your dua. Ask your Lord to, you know, give me my hand back. And I promise I will not touch you. I will not harm you. And then she made that dua. And then he told him to get her out, you know, from his, because she was, you know, according to what he says, she's not a, this is not a human being. And, but when, before she left, he offered her a gift. And that gift was a servant by the name of Hajar. As you know, Sarah, she was barren. She could not conceive children. She could not bear children. So after some time, she proposed to Ibrahim alayhi salam, if he wants to marry Hajar. So he married Hajar. He married Hajar alayhi salam. They moved back to Palestine. And then Allah azza wa jal, you know, blessed them with Ismail. You know, Allah azza wa jal blessed them with Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail. And after some time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, again, sent a message, you know, inspired Ibrahim to take his son and his wife and to leave. And leave, just leave to Ard, you know, it's like that has no vegetation. Biwadin ghayri di zar'a. Biwad ghayri di zar'a, like a valley that's got no vegetation in it. So he took them from Palestine all the way until the land of the Arabs, you know, of the Arab Peninsula. And then he just stopped all of a sudden in the middle of the desert where there was nothing, no water, no trees, no vegetation, no anything. And then he just told them to stay and he kept on going. So she asked Hajar alayhi salam, she asked Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ya Ibrahim, where are you leaving us? And then Ibrahim wasn't talking. He didn't say a word. Ya Ibrahim, where are you leaving us? Ya Ibrahim. And then she said for the third time, Ya Ibrahim, Allahu amaraka bidhak, O Ibrahim, has Allah ordered you to leave us here? He nodded with his head. And then she said, Idhab fala yudayya an Allah. Go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall never let us down. And then he went back to Palestine. He went back to Palestine, brothers and sisters. At that moment, something also beautifully happened to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went back to Sarah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they had this... this amazing, amazing story that happened to them in Palestine. Brothers and sisters, do you want to know this amazing story that happened to Sarah and Ibrahim in Palestine? Do you want to know the story? Do you want to know the story, yes or yes? There is no cliffhanger. We're still early for the cliffhanger now. So do you want to know the story of Sarah and Ibrahim in Palestine, and what happened to them? All right, so I'll talk to the brothers and sisters from Instagram, as the brothers and sisters from Facebook, they're still not talking. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a very, very kareem. You know what kareem is? Very generous. So he would go out every day looking for someone to join him, you know, for a meal, for food. He would look for some guests, always. That's how generous he was, alayhi salam. He would just go out looking for some guests. He was that generous. Khalil al-Rahman. He is the friend. He has not earned that title of Khalil al-Rahman just like that. You know, he went through so many trials. And then, you know, he earned that title of Khalil, the companion, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one day, my brothers and sisters, some people he has never seen, and he has never seen, they looked like they were travelers, they came in, and all of a sudden, they just came, knocked at the door, and they went in. So Ibrahim was, who are you people? But because the norm, you know, when you have guests, you don't ask their names or whatnot. He just went right away, and he slaughtered, you know, a cow for them. He slaughtered, I know, like a calf for them. This is how generous he was, alayhi salam. Right? He roasted it, you know, for them, and then he brought it and he put it down. And then he asked them to, yalla, bismillah, let's start eating. But they refrained from eating. Those people, they refrained from eating. So Ibrahim got scared. Who are you people? Are you here to harm me? Are you here to harm me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, explains this story beautifully in Surah Al-Dhariyat. Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse number 24 onward. Sisters, listen up. Brothers, listen up. Listen up. Especially message to those who are trying and been trying to have babies, to have children, and they have lost hope. And doctors even told them that they cannot have babies, they cannot bear children, they cannot conceive that they're barren. Listen to the story of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. Those people who did not eat, they said, no, we're not. And in fact, you know, they told them that they were angels, that they came in a form of man. But they came for a mission. And that mission, we will talk about it after the story of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. They came for a mission, and that mission was they were sent to Lut, the people of Lut, to destroy the Qawm Lut, the people of Sodom. And Lut, just so you know, my brothers and sisters, he had a relationship with Ibrahim. He was his nephew. Lut was the nephew of Ibrahim. So these people, they came, you know, with the mission to destroy Lut. You know, not Lut, the people of Lut. We will talk about that, inshallah ta'ala, after we finish the story of Ibrahim. So Allah Azza wa Jalla describes this story beautifully in the Quran. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ الذَّارِيَةِ 24. Oh Muhammad, have you heard about the story of Daif Ibrahim? The guest of Ibrahim al-Mukrameen? The honored one, the guest of Ibrahim? إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامٌ قَوْمٌ مُنْكَرُونَ They came and they said, salam. So he said, salam back. Who are you people? I've never seen you. I don't know you. You're not from my tribe. Who are you? قَوْمٌ مُكْرَمُونَ فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ فَجَاءَ بِعِجْلٍ سَمِينٍ So he went to his wife. What wife? He went to Sarah. He went to Sarah. We have guests. We have guests. Quick, quick. Let's get something to eat. So, عِجْل سَمِينٍ عجل سمين. He brought out a roasted cow for them. عجل, the whole عجل, the son of the cow, the son of the bull. عجل, right? You know, the son of that, you know, of that bull. You know, he roasted it for them, and then he brought them that meat. فقربه إليه فإليهم قال ألا تأكلون. Once he brought that meat to them, they not, you know, these are angels. Angels don't eat the meat. Angels don't eat the food. Sisters and brothers, here's a $1 million question for all of you. What kind of food do the angels eat? This is not a tricky question. What kind of... They need to sustain themselves. Angels, just like human beings, everybody needs to sustain themselves. Angels, they need to eat. They need to sustain themselves. What kind of food do they eat? These angels. Huh? Facebook, Instagram, who will be the first one to tell me? What kind of food do the angels eat? I promise you, it is not biryani. I promise you. I promise you. It is not the Pakistani mangoes. I promise you. It is not baklava. I promise you. It is not Belgian chocolate. I promise you. It is not the Moroccan chicken with lemon and olives. I promise you. Nazmim 86, mashallah, tasbih. They sustain themselves from our tasbih. Mashallah, Nazmim and Nawal, na'am, dhikr, mu'anisa. Na'am, this is what the food they eat. They eat from our tasbih. They eat from our praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Exactly. This is the type of food they eat. This is how they sustain themselves. They sustain themselves through the tasbih of mankind. You know, tasbih, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, that's how they eat. You know, this is how to survive. So when he brought to them that food, right? He brought to them that food. They did not approach it. They didn't eat it. You know, so Ibrahim got scared. فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ He got scared. He got terrified. Who are you people? Are you going to try to harm me here? Who are you? Who are you? قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ They said, don't be scared. وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ they gave him glad tidings of an intelligent son having knowledge. They said, don't be scared. And they gave him the glad tidings of a son who's smart, intelligent, having knowledge. Who's this son? We'll talk about it. But listen to what his wife. فأقبلت امرأته في صرة فصكت وجهها وقالت عجوز عقيم قالوا كذلك قال ربك إنه هو الحكيم العليم. And then his wife, she came, you know, forward with a loud voice. فصرت وجهها, with a loud voice. And she says, عجوز عقيم. She says, I'm an old woman, barren. What do you mean? You know, we're going to have a son, intelligent son. What do you mean? We're going to have a son that having knowledge. I'm عجوز عقيم. عجوز in Arabic means an old woman. عجوز or an old man. عجوز, an old, you know. So she says عجوز and عقيم on top of that. Not only I'm old, I am old and barren. They said, قالوا كذلك قال ربك إنه هو الحكيم العليم. They said, even so, says your Lord, verily he is Al-Hakim, the all-wise, and Al-Alim, the all-knowledgeable. When Allah wants something, all he has to say is be, and it is. She's saying, I'm old and I'm barren. They said, this is what Allah says. Allah says, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Even so, Allah azza wa jalla says, you shall have a baby. Indeed, he is the all-wise, and he is the all-knowledgeable subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Hud, verse number 71.
وَامْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَضَحِكَتْ فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقِ.
You see, the Quran explains the Quran. This is the best type of tafsir. The best type of tafsir, my brothers and sisters, when you have the Quran explaining the Quran. The ayat in Surah Al-Dhariyat, they don't tell us who, what son. In Surah Al-Dhariyat, the angels, they said, we're giving you glad tidings of a son. But we don't know what son, what's his name. Then comes another ayah in Surah Hud. In Surah Hud, verse number 71.
وَامْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ فَضَحِكَتْ.
And his wife, she was behind, hearing these angels telling Ibrahim, we're giving you the glad tidings of a son. You know, so she laughed. She laughed like, so funny. I'm old and barren. What do you mean? Having a baby. What do you mean? She laughed.
فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ وَمِن وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبَ.
فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا. We gave her the glad tidings of Ishaq. Isaac. Ishaq. We gave her the glad tidings of Ishaq. And after Ishaq, will come from his progeny, Yaqub, Jacob. Jacob. Yani Ishaq is the father, and Jacob is the son, and Yusuf is the grandson. Allah, 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 Allah. Ishaq is the father, and Yaqub is the son, and Joseph or Yusuf is the grandson. A prophet, the father of a prophet, the grandfather of another prophet. What a great honor of Yusuf alayhi salam. Al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim. Al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim four times. In fact, the father Ibrahim. Father is Ibrahim, the great grandfather. So we have Ibrahim, the father of Ishaq, the father of Yaqub, the father of Yusuf alayhi salam kulluhum. Look, the Al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim. Look how many problems, mashallah la quwwata illa billah. So in Surah Hud, verse number 71, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the description, or gives the, you know, explaining the, you know, whose son? Ismail? No, Ismail is the son of Hajar. From where? There. They're back there in Mecca. Right? They're back there in Mecca. In Palestine, we have another story now. Ibrahim and Sarah. Guests came in. Who are these guests? Angels. You know, they came with a mission. But before that mission, they gave the glad tidings of Ibrahim. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with a son with knowledge, intelligent son with knowledge. His wife, she laughed. فضحكت فضحكت ضحكت in Arabic ضحك ضحك means to laugh. She laughed. فبشرناها بإسحاق ومن وراء إسحاق يعقوب. And then she says, قالت يا ويلتا أألد وأنا عجوز وهذا بعني شيخا. الله القرآن حلاوة. القرآن is beautiful. It's the words of Allah عز وجل. قالت يا ويلتا أألد وأنا عجوز وهذا بعلي شيخا إن هذا لشيء عجيب. عجيب. She says, oh to me, أألد, would I be able to be pregnant? Would I be able to give birth? وأنا عجوز, and I'm an old woman. وهذا بعلي شيخا, and this is my husband شيخ. يعني شيخ is also an old man. I remember I told you in Arabic, Sheikh has many meanings. A Sheikh means somebody with knowledge. Also, Sheikh means somebody who is old in age. يعني, you know, an aging man. So she was in shock. أَلِدْ وَأَنَا عَجُوزٌ وَهَذَا بَعْلِ شَيْخَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عَجِيبٌ. This is a wonderful thing. How can this happen? So the angels, they said, قالوا أتعجبين من أمر الله رحمة الله رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم أهل البيت. قالوا أتعجبين من أمر الله قالوا أتعجبين من أمر الله رحمة الله وبركاته عليكم أهل البيت. How can you wonder about the amr, about the ordainment of Allah, about the decree of Allah? You can never, you know, لا تعجب. كيف تعجبين? How can you be of an amazement with the decree of Allah? Because when Allah wants something, all he has to say is be, and it is. And they said, رحمة الله وبركاته. The rahmah of Allah and his blessing will be upon you, أهل البيت. Will be upon you, all you people of this bait, the people of this household, يعني. A dua from the angels. She's a human being. She's a human being. How can I have a baby? How can I have a son? I'm old. So doctors, they say, people on this field, they say the woman after the age of 40, 45, خلاص, يعني she reached that age of sisters, what do you call that age? Monopause, right? Is that what it is? She reached that age and she can no longer have children. Huh? This is what scientists say, right? After that age, 42, 45 maximum, khalas, a woman can no longer have children according to, you know, menopause exactly. You know, CDS in rice, you know, menopause exactly. So they can, women, according to science, they can no longer conceive, they can no longer bear children. She was ajuz, in her 70s, ajuz, she was old, and barren, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, granted her a son, by the name of, Ishaq. What do you learn here? So many things. One more time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something, He will make it happen. Either with the means. Listen to me very carefully, sisters and brothers. Layla, Yasin, all of you. Morkain, Hanifa, Fariz, you know, all of you, listen up. You know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something to happen, He will make it happen with the means or without the means. Or against the means, I'm giving you gold. Write it down. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something to happen, He will make it happen with the means or without the means or against the means. What does that mean? With the means, without the means, against the means, with the means, husband and wife, with the means, without the means. Without the means, Maryam, she had a son with no means. With no means. And even against the means. What's again the means? Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam. No father, no mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him. Do you get it, brothers and sisters? Do you get what I'm saying? With the means, without the means, against the means. With the means, with the father and wife and husband together, they can have a child. That's with the means. And without the means, meaning, يعني, like Mary, you have there's mom, but there's no father without the means, you know. And against the means, there's no father, there's no mother. Who? Adam alayhi salam. No father, no mother. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something to happen, it shall happen subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Whether it's with the means or without the means or even against the means. I hope you can understand this very, very profound statement here. It is Allah. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. His ordainment, whenever he wishes something, subhanahu wa ta'ala, or decrees something, all he has to say is be, and it is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So now, never despair. Never despair from the mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters. The Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, says, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ مَخْرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Excuse me, say that again. Let me say it again. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ مَخْرَجًا وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whosoever continuously seeks istighfar, seeking istighfar, forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would provide him from ways and avenues he has never thought of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate his stress, distress, anxiety, depression, وَرَزَقَهُ, and Allah will bless him, rizq, rizq, مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, from ways and avenues he has never thought of. Istighfar. And Nuh, when he told his people, and I mentioned that, you know, when we talked about Nuh, أن يستغفر ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين. Seek forgiveness from your Lord. He shall send down خير from the skies, from the heavens, and he shall bless you with children and with wealth. The key, sisters and brothers, the key is seeking forgiveness at all times. I know people who are old. I know a lady, she is over 50 years old. Wallahi, she's still alive. She's from Morocco. She's still alive. She's in fact a very well-known lady. She's a very well-known lady. Huh? I know Layla and her sister Nawal, they would know her. Because I'm sure they would know. I don't need to mention her name. But they would know her. Very well-known lady. Because she's in the, you know, this business of, you know, may Allah guide her, in singing, right? But, subhanAllah, she's over 50, 55 years old. She had a baby only a couple years ago. She had a baby only a couple years ago. From her husband. Yeah, and you cannot say the door is closed. You cannot say the doctor said. The doctor, he can say all he wants. The doctor can say all she wants. All he wants and all she wants. Right? But it is all what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Sisters and brothers, do you want to hear this amazing story that happened to Musa alayhi salam? Oh, this will be an amazing, amazing, amazing cliffhanger. Do you want to know the story of Musa and the lady who wanted to have babies? Do you want to hear the story of Musa and the lady who wanted to have a son or a daughter? Do you want to hear the story? Because this sounds like an amazing cliffhanger. But I have to say it. I have to say it. Musa alayhi salam and this lady. Those of you on Facebook, do you want to hear the story? Those of you on Instagram, you want to hear the story? Facebook, Moore, Kane, Hanifa, Catherine, and the others, you want to hear the story? No. I want to tell you. I want to tell you. I want to tell you the story. I'm not going to cliffhang you. I'm not going to cliff hang you because it relates to what I'm saying here. It relates to what I'm saying here, right? So Musa is Kalimullah. Musa is Kalimullah, meaning he talks to Allah Azza wa Jalla directly, right? So a lady came to Musa and she says, Ya Nabiyullah, O Prophet of Allah, ask Allah to bless me with a kid. I want a son. I want a child. I want a son. I want a child. So Musa, Kalimullah, he went to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah, Tas'aluka al-walad. She's asking for a son. She's asking for, you know, to bear a son. She wants a son. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, Ya Musa, laqad katabtuha aqima. Allah. Ya Musa, laqad katabtuha aqima. Oh Musa, I have decreed that she is barren. I have decreed that she is barren. Meaning, I have decreed that she is not going to have no babies. So Musa went and he told that woman, Miskina, her heart was broken. Ya Amat Allah, Allah has decreed that you are barren. Aqim, you cannot have babies. She left. She left. She left heartbroken. But she came back a year later. Allah, 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 Allah. She came back a year later. She came back a year later with a baby, holding a baby. Musa was astonished. Musa was in awe. Musa was astonished. So Musa spoke back to Allah, Ya Rabbi, Kaifa, how? Kaifa, waladat wa qad katabta aqima. Ya Rabbi, how did she conceive a baby while you have decreed that she is barren? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa, Ya Musa, Ya Musa, she used to invoke me all the time saying, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, أعطيني الولد, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, I want a child, Ya Rahim, bless me with a child, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Musa, سبقت رحمتي قدرتي. يا موسى سبقت رحمتي غضب قدرتي. Oh Musa, my rahmah superseded my qudrah. My rahmah superseded my qudrah. My rahmah superseded my power. My rahmah superseded my authority. My rahmah superseded my decree. And I blessed her with a child. I blessed her with a child. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, bless me with a child. Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim. Ask Rahman, ask Rahim, bless me with a husband, bless me with a wife, bless me with this, bless me, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Musa, sabaqat rahmati qudrati. Ya Musa, sabaqat rahmati qudrati. Oh Musa, my rahmah superseded my qudrah. Allah. They can say whatever they want to say. If Allah wants you to have a son or a child, you will have a son or a child. They can say whatever they want to say. If Allah wants you to get that job, you will get that job. They can say whatever they want to say. If Allah wants you to get married, you will get married. They can say whatever they want to say. If Allah wants you to travel, you will travel. If Allah wants you to meet that person, you shall meet that person. If Allah wants you to get that degree, you will get that degree. Let them say whatever they want to say. Go to Ar-Rahman and go to Ar-Rahim. He is the one who's got the keys to everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to Ar-Rahman and go to Ar-Rahim. He is the one who's got the keys and the treasures of everything. Why would you come to me? Why would you go to him? My giving, my treasure is very limited. In fact, I ran out. I have nothing. And he has nothing. And she has nothing. Nobody can help you. Why don't you just go to Allah directly versus going to so who broke your heart and go to so who again broke your heart, who went to so who deceived you again, and you went to him and you went to her? Why don't you just go to Allah directly and ask Allah directly, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Ibrahim and blessed Sarah with the son by the name of Ishaq. The story ends there in Palestine. Now what? Ibrahim gets another command. Go back. Go back where? Go back to Mecca. Your son Ismail is there with his mother Hajar. They are there. Go back. I have a mission for you. What mission? I have a mission for you. Go back to Mecca. And then Ibrahim will again, one more time, undertake another journey to Mecca, where he will meet his son Ismail, who is now a little bit of an adult. Yeah, and he's walking. When he left him, he was a baby, but now when he's gonna come back, Ibrahim is a teenager now. He's older. With a mission. What is that mission? What is he gonna do? What is he gonna say? We will talk about that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Tomorrow, inshallah, we will finish, inshallah, with the story of Ibrahim and his son Ismail with his wife Hajar, alayhim as-salam. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. Thank you for joining. Thank you for, you know, joining us, and thank you for participating, and thank you for being with us all the time. Jazakum Allah khair. Thank you so much for being here. This is Riyad Orzazi. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you, Muhammad Dinia. Thank you, Muhammad Dinia. Thank you, Morkane. Thank you, Shahnaz Kabir. Thank you, Humaira Toqer from Facebook. Those over Instagram. Thank you, Nawal. Thank you, Yashmin. Thank you, Yasin. Thank you, Munazza. Thank you, Layla. Thank you, Arif. Thank you, Zoya Larabe. Thank you, Nadia Nadim. Thank you, these guys right here. Those guys up there. Thank you for joining. Thank you, Nakhalil. 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 Okay, Khalil. Thank you, Nakhalil. All the brothers and sisters right here, thank you for joining. We shall see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Thank you, Nazmeem. Thank you, Nazmeem. Thank you, Yashmin. Thank you, Shahnaz. Thank you, Moore Kane, again, for being here. Zakum Allah khair, Nawal. Thank you, Omer. Sidi Yassin. Make sure you guys save me my chocolate, Belgium chocolate, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum. Thank you so much. I shall see you when? Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu fikum again. Facebook. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum, Facebook. Assalamu alaikum, Humaira. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.